This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Sometimes when hanging around our place, it's just a bit too much. There's just too many chores, and we're not able to walk from point A to point B without finding something that needs to get done. That's when I shout, "Lord, I need a condo with an AstroTurf lawn." And that's when I get a certain look from my partner, lover, significant other, Ms. Mosquito. And it is time to head elsewhere, head to the woodlands, maybe look for puddles and pools and trickling water. Water being life, water is renewing. And so that's what happened on a recent day. You know, we put some food and water in our truck and we headed upstream towards the headwaters of the Owalote. And we found slow-running water in a mixed forest of pines and oaks, plopped ourselves down in our funky old chairs on the banks of that slow flow with our binoculars and our lunch. Ubiquitous acorn woodpeckers and Mexican jays called, juncos scratched forest litter at our feet. "This would be a good place to see a painted red start," I said, and sure as heck one appeared in a pool and snag just below us. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. We identified a black-throated gray warbler. Oh, and then a bridled titmouse showed up. No, not one, but many, many, many bridled titmice in this shrubby willow, this salix down by a pool. They were searching for insects, and they were acrobatic, upside down, dangling right side up, next branch upside down, dangling right side up. Very wonderful. And after lunch, we packed up to head home. And out on that dirt road, in that forest, we bumped into some very dear friends. From Bisbee, of all places. Dear friends. Oh my goodness, stop everything. Hug, cry, tell stories, catch up. And then we do finally head home. Slowly, of course, naming the flora and fauna as we bump down the road. And we're almost out of the woods. And I put on the brakes and I back up, and out my window in a forest opening, I see clusters of gold and yellow flowers 2 feet off the ground. "That's got to be a milkweed," I say. I turn off the engine and get out and walk over to this beautiful blooming butterfly weed, a milkweed, Asclepias tuberosa. Oh my goodness, what a sight. It's called butterfly weed because the flowers are so full of nectar that butterflies know it, and they come, not to mention other pollinators know it, and they come for a drink of the nourishing nectar. It's interesting, you know, those golden yellow flowers and clusters that drew my attention. Butterfly weed, this milkweed, is all over North America, New England, north to Newfoundland, south to Florida, and west to you and me. But one of the things I always read is astounding orange flowers, spectacular orange flowers, electric orange flowers, orange, 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 orange. And all I find in the wild near us is yellow, golden yellow, like the ones I saw on this day in the woods. Oh, and this is fascinating. This is very fascinating. Listen, Asclepias tuberosa is the only milkweed with no milky sap. Isn't that crazy? I don't think it's a favorite monarch milkweed. The caterpillars, the offspring, the caterpillars whine, "Mom, we wanted milky sap." But listen, because of its range across North America, Asclepias tuberosa has many common names. One of the names of interest is pleurisy root. So if you're interested in native medicinal plants, this is a good one to learn about, a good one to look up. And I really couldn't tell you where to find it. It seems to show up anywhere, the coniferous forest, the woodland, rocky hills, in the grassland. And of course, I only recognize it from its golden yellow flowers, not orange. So that would be very cool. What a wonderful find, you know, as we left that day in the woods of flora, fauna, and friends. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.